Our next guest starred as Billy Batson in Shazam back in the mid-1970s, and for a whole generation of, folks my age and even younger, got our Saturday morning started off in the right way. But he's had quite a career even before Shazam, and then reappearing in recent years on one of the great shows on television, Archer. We are so happy to be joined this afternoon by TV's Michael Gray. Michael, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rich. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. Appreciate you making some time for us this afternoon. Now, we think of as Shazam, Billy Batson, as the start of your career, but you were a pretty busy young actor long before that, and I was looking back at some of the credits, and boy, you appeared on one of the great series of the late 60s and early 70s, and we've talked to, my gosh, Cindy Williams, Ed Begley Jr., and several others who appeared on Room 222. What was that experience like for you?
That was actually my first job. As soon as I got out of Pasadena Playhouse, my first audition was a pilot in Room 222. And I was cast. I thought, this is easy. I signed a 7-year contract with Fox. And the next thing I knew, pilot was my last part.
Boy, Pasadena Playhouse, though, what a training ground that has been for so many talented actors through the years.
It was, yeah. I had some good classmates that went on to become quite successful, like Sally Struthers, from All in the Family, and other people as well.
Sally, another friend of our show who's been on with us. A big break for you came in 1972 when you got an important part as Ronnie Collins on the Brian Keith Show, and that opened some doors for you.
It did, yeah. Warner Brothers cast me in that in 1972. I was living in Hawaii for 6 months shooting the show. It was fantastic. But one of the problems I had was the fact that my manager owned Tiger Beat magazine at the time, so they were promoting the show all over the place. So a lot of people were thinking that I was the star of the show. I wasn't. It was Brian Keith. And one magazine came out one day, and it said, Michael Gray, star of the little people. Well, I wasn't. So the next season, I wasn't on the show any longer. It is what it is.
Now, yeah, you did work with our friend Shelley Fabre on the show. We've talked about that in online conversations. She's just one of the nicest people you could ever deal with.
I love working with Shelley. It was amazing. When I found out I was working with Shelley in that show, I was totally blown away. She was so nice, so sweet, so talented. What a wonderful, wonderful lady.
Now, what led to you appearing with Dick Clark on American Bandstand?
That was actually an error on IMDb's part.
Oh.
What happened was I did a show called Pop, which was a variety talk show starring Davy Jones. He was the host. I did one episode, but the people that produced it produced American Bandstand. So that's how they made a mistake. I did do an auto show at Dick Clark when we were doing car shows back in the 70s, but I never did American Bandstand. I did a show called Pop. Because now, it was the same production company, people thought it was American Bandstand.
Uh-huh. Now, you did do an episode of The Brady Bunch. Was it Marsha's boyfriend?
Yeah, I played Jeff, her boyfriend. It's called Marsha. Marsha Gets Creamed. She creamed me with whipped cream. She shot me all over the place with whipped cream because I cheated on her.
Now, you became, and you mentioned Tiger Beat, you became a teen idol. I have to think that's got to be unsettling for anybody to go from just being an actor, plying your trade, to then, in many ways, and you've mentioned it in other interviews, you couldn't go a lot of places. Was it an Osmonds concert where you had to actually exit across the stage just to get away from people?
Yeah. Well, the thing with Tiger Beat, yes, first of all, the Osmonds concert was at the Forum in Los Angeles, and I went with my manager and a bunch of other people from Tiger Beat. We were about fifth row center, so we're walking down to our seats. And as we got close to the seats, people started screaming, "There's Michael Gray." Next thing I knew, people were pulling my hair, tearing my clothes. And right after that, security threw me into a broom closet. So I never saw the show. I spent the whole hour and a half or whatever it was in a broom closet. But the thing with Tiger Beat, what happened, the real start of my career was quite interesting. I did a TV movie of the week called Run, Simon, Run with Burt Reynolds. I had a very small part. I played Burt Reynolds' brother in this TV movie of the week. And a bunch of teeny boppers saw it and started writing letters and calling Tiger Beat saying, "Who is Michael Gray? We just saw him and Run Simon Run with Burt Reynolds. So they didn't know who I was. They contacted my agent. Agent told me that they wanted to talk to me about doing some interviews. So I went over to Tiger Beat Magazine, did an interview with them in a photo session. Next thing I know, they were getting more and more letters from people, do more stories on Michael Gray. So the articles kept getting bigger. The pictures kept getting bigger. Next thing I know, the owner of Tiger Beat became my manager. And at that point, I was all over the place. That's one of the reasons why Little People are so successful, because the demographics were so high because Tiger Beat people were all watching the Little People. And one thing after another just kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger. I even recorded songs like, you know, Bobby Sherman did, David Cassidy. We were going to release songs. I was going to go on tours. But it was difficult because there were times I couldn't even leave my building, my apartment building. People were standing out front waiting for me. I couldn't leave. So it was fun, but it was a little difficult at times. Like the Forum, for example, the Osmond concert was difficult.
We're talking with Michael Gray here on Downtown. Well, in 1974, Shazam premiered. It became an immediate success. You playing the role of Billy Batson. Did you have any idea at the time that this would take off the way it did?
I did not. It was quite interesting. My agent actually called me and said, Filmation Studios want you to come out. They want to talk to you about playing Billy Batson in Shazam. So I drove out there. I walked into the office, and Les Tremaine was sitting in there. And I flipped out. A legend is sitting in the office. They said, this is Les Tremaine. He's playing Mentor in Shazam. Would you like to play Billy Batson in the TV series? I said, sure. So we shot it for 3 seasons. I loved it. It was a lot of fun doing it. It was a great show. I never expected it to be so successful. And the resurgence now is still continuing. It's amazing. And one of the reasons the ratings were so high is because of demographics, because most Saturday morning TV shows, they're kids. Because of my popularity in Tiger Beat Magazine, now the demographics were like from 5 to 20. So that's one of the reasons why the show was so popular as well, because a lot of teenagers are watching it who don't usually watch Saturday morning TV.
Now, I think I read somewhere along the way that of all the episodes, and then it was so well done, but was it Little Boy Lost that was your favorite episode?
I loved all of them, but that one was one of my favorites, yes. It was so well written. It was a very sad story by a little boy who has some mental issues, and I try to help him, try to help his father to do the right things with him. And there was a scene where I actually rescued him in the ocean with his puppy. He was adorable. The puppy was adorable. I loved doing that show. It was a really well-written show, and the director, he did a great job, too. I loved it.
Now, did you ever actually, were you ever in the same studio with the Elders? How did that work?
A couple of times we did it on a soundstage, you know, when I talked to the Elders, but most of the time, whenever I said Shazam, they would just switch back to that, me talking to the Elders. But a couple of times I actually did it in a soundstage. But everything we shot was on location. So whenever I said Shazam, when the thing went off, started flashing, and I said to Mentor, the Elders are calling, whatever, then they just flashed back to that scene we originally shot of me talking to the Elders.
Well, the show was a huge hit, but sometimes, Michael, that can be a double-edged sword, and you... Well, you found, as other actors who've been successful have found, that you were getting typecast, and people thought that you could only play that kind of role, and that had to be difficult for you as a young actor.
It was, because I was doing well. I did The Little People, then The Brady Bunch, and other episodes of some other TV shows, and then I was a regular on Shazam, and then I started going on auditions, and producers and directors say, we can't cast you in this part. You're too identifiable as Billy Batson. So after a while, I finally gave up the career. I said, this is not going to work anymore. So that's when I started doing other jobs.
Yeah, you and your wife owned a flower shop for quite some time, right?
We did. We bought a flower shop in West Hollywood and ran it for quite a few years, then moved into Beverly Hills. Had some great clients in the business. I mean, just amazing. Our favorites were Ozzy and Sharon Osbourne. But we had Berry Gordy as a client. We had, Aaron Spelling and his wife were clients. It was just pretty amazing. It was a lot of fun.
Now, was it about 9 or 10 years ago that you started going to some of the Comic-Cons, and were you stunned by the reaction when you started seeing some of these old fans of the show?
I was. I totally was. My first Comic-Con I did, actually, I wasn't really a guest. I went down with Warner Brothers at San Diego Comic-Con to promote the release of Shazam on DVD. So I did the panel, and there was probably 1,500 people in the audience, and they were all standing up and screaming when I walked out on stage. Totally blew me away. And then afterwards, I sat at a table, and people and I started lining up. I thought, this is pretty cool. And the resurgence, you know, this is 1972. It was quite a few years after Shazam was off the air in 1976. So then I started doing more Comic-Cons around the country, and I loved it. It was great. So surprised. And before that, I was doing the car shows when the Shazam was on. And they were very similar to Comic-Con, the same concept, same idea. I got to work with a lot of cool celebrities in that, too. The same concept. You sit on stage at a table, people lining up to get your autographs, talk to you, take pictures with you. Same idea as a Comic-Con. A lot of fun. I loved it.
So how did you end up working and doing a number of episodes of the great series Archer?
Well, that's a very interesting story, actually. My son was watching Archer one night, and this particular episode, Archer and Lana were laying out by the pool, and Archer had amnesia. And he said to Lana, what was the name of that guy who played Billy Batson in Shazam? He thought for a second. He said, oh, yeah, it was Michael Gray. That's it. So my son called me and said, you know, they just mentioned your name on Archer. I said, no, I didn't watch it. He said they did. So I contacted Adam Reed, the creator and the writer of Archer, an executive producer. I contacted him. He and I talked. He liked Shazam. Next thing I know, I did four episodes. I did two, one called Drastic Voyage 1, Drastic Voyage 2. That was season 7, I think. And then season 10, I did two more. So it was a lot of fun. I liked it. And I played TV as Michael Gray, and Archer was a fan of Shazam. So it was pretty cool.
Well,
typecasting actually helped with that Archer.
Well, it was fantastic to hear your voice and see you on the show in that way. And for anybody, so many of us who were fans of Shazam, I think our first reaction was is that really Michael Gray? And if so, wow, that's awesome.
It was fun. I liked doing it. And those animators were amazing. They did a great job. It almost looked like it was live action. They were so good, so talented.
So now, what are you up to these days, other than doing, again, some of the Comic-Cons? What are you up to that keeps you in touch with the fans?
Well, right now, I just shot my third Surge of Power movie. Surge of Power is this first openly gay superhero. And a guy named Vincent Roth plays Surge of Power. He's an executive producer. He created this movie. They're all short subject movies. And he's had a lot of cameo guest stars on there, like Lou Ferrigno did them, Linda Blair did one, Shannon Farnham, the original Wonder Woman voice. I just shot one about 4 months ago. I'm doing pickup shots next month. So I did my third one, and I'll be finishing it in December. I think the short subject movies, most of them are on DVD. A couple of them end up in a few theaters. So that's what I'm doing right now, and I might end up doing a fourth one, too, if it's possible. And John Davey, actually, who played Captain Marvel, was in the last Surge of Power movie with me as well.
Well, that's wonderful. You can follow Michael on Twitter at TV's Michael Gray. Michael, enjoyed your work back then. Enjoy your work on Archer, and it's great for us to have the opportunity to talk with you this afternoon. Thank you so much for visiting with us today.
Rich, it's my pleasure. Thanks for inviting me. Thanks a lot.
That is Michael Gray with us here on Downtown.